Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise known as Little Richard. And he is still rocking after all these years, and we're happy to have to be able to spin one of his platters from the Wayback Machine. How can you not tap a toe to that song, right? Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. We're talking about small business. That's all we do here, small business. Whatever touches your small business, whatever is in your small business, inside your four walls and the world around it is what we talk about here. And, you know, one of the things I get to do every week that I really enjoy is asking you questions. I like to ask questions of you in our online poll. Goes out in our newsletter. It's up on the website. I hope you'll go there and check it out. If you haven't subscribed to my newsletter, please do that. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com. I think you'll enjoy it. It's pretty easy to manage, and it's, you know, lots of different pieces of the puzzle. You can click around to find the things you like. Just look at what's in the top there. What's on the schedule, on the agenda, and check it out. It's all free, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the newsletter comes every Sunday afternoon by email, gets you ready for the week ahead. But this poll we put in the newsletter, we put it up on the website, and I talk about it on the show. We ask you different questions every week, and it's fun to, what I enjoy about the poll, and you ought to do this too with your own website, for your own customers. You ought to be talking to them. That's one of the ways to find out what your customers are thinking about. And what I enjoy, even though my poll is just an online poll, it's not scientific, like the one that Bill Dunkelberg does with his NFIB poll that we talk about every month. But it's amazing. It's very interesting and very gratifying to me to see how closely our results match the national polls that are very scientific. How are the numbers we get back from you guys, the responses we get back from you guys in our poll, really closely conform to what the much larger samples do? And so I've really enjoyed doing this, and so I hope you'll if you're not already participating in our surveys, please do that. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and find it on the right side there. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. That's another thing that's kind of cool about this. So what I want to do now is I want to talk about one of the recent polls. We asked you about social media. You know, since 08, I guess it is, I've been really talking about social media. I've been talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of social media. A lot of people, when social media really started catching on, they went gaga over social media, and they just acted like, you know, it was the only thing in the world. And I've been more pragmatic about it, as you know. I even call myself the social media heretic. I think there's good, I think there's bad, and I think there's ugly about social media. And for small businesses, I think it's been a challenge because it's not as intuitive as walking out and knocking on the door and, "Hi, I'm Jim. How you like me so far? Let's do business." That's how most of us have grew up in the marketplace. Asking customers to do business. Well, that's what, when you have a social media strategy in your business, that's your ultimate goal, right? Your ultimate goal is to build a customer community online. That's what I've been helping you understand. This is not like a personal Facebook page. This is about growing customer communities in that online platform, in that social media platform, whether it be LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook or whatever, Pinterest or whatever it may be. So it's not as intuitive, and we've been polling you about this about once or twice a year for the last four or five years actually. We've been asking you, how is it going? It's been interesting to see the progress. So recently we asked you, how's the results of your social media strategy? Is it justifying your time and investment? 16% of you said yes. we're using social media very effectively. 16% are happy. Now, folks, that's up quite a bit. I think the last time we did this was like 10%. Only 10% were happy with their with social media strategy. 48% of you said, almost half said, we're not yet justifying our time and investment, but we believe it will eventually be justified, meaning that they're seeing progress. It's not completely, it's not, and you know what, folks? It's probably not a matter of what the your community is doing. It's probably more that more if you're seeing hope in what you're doing, you're believing that it's eventually going to be justified. What that really means is you're getting better at it. Not that people out there are finding you more, but you're getting better at this. So keep working on that. 21% said we've discontinued our social media efforts because it wasn't. Well, I'm sorry that that happened, but that's not surprising. It's tough. Building a successful social media strategy and sticking with it for a small business is not easy. And then 15% said we never started because we just couldn't see how it would produce sales. Well, folks, social media for individuals is fall off a log easy. But for a business where investment of time and capital are measured against performance, social media is more complicated. The rules of selling in social media are not the same as the rules of selling in the traditional marketplace. And so be patient. Congratulations to the two-thirds of you out there who are doing a good job with social media. The rest of you, just keep trying it. Don't stop. At least don't stop. Stay connected, because eventually you'll be glad you did. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.